772 persons left today on the 16 buses, 3 trucks with their luggages. We just processed them and they are now on the Cote d'Ivoire side going to the Labyrinth border.
How do they feel going home?
The body is like they are happy to go home because there is nowhere left home. First, people were putting resistance and that we want to go, but now where they found themselves is for them to go by home because you don't continue sleeping outside. You don't continue sleeping in church building. You don't continue sleeping in schools. So they're happy going home, thinking going home, they're lower like home.
Now, you say you were processing the people at the border. What do you do in order for them to leave?
The enterprise says a traveling certificate for them. And since we have a police escort from the camp to the border, when we get to the border, we allow them to stay on the bus and take all the traveling certificate and go to immigration for the stamping, go to customs, the process for them to pass through, you know, free.
Have you gotten any feedback from Liberia from the first group that arrived there a week or two ago?
Yeah, we heard from Liberia that they begin the dispatch today. Some were going to Monrovia, and those who don't have any family, the government going to take care of them per what they told me.
Do you have any more Liberians still at the camp in Bujumbura?
We have people still plenty, and during this gone trip, the medical doctors that came with the team said the sick people and those that are not normal, they're supposed to go by flight, so they couldn't take down the buses. So we still gather people here, and there are other people. You know the number they are taking, 770, 772, and you got over 3,000 to 4,000 people still here. So there are a lot of people that are still here and willing to go back home.